From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashro. It's supposed to be humid and muggy in the region this weekend, and a good way to cool off is to head to the beach. This week, it looks like 13 of 14 beaches have been deemed safe to swim at. Every week, Durham Regional Health takes samples from the water at our beaches and tests the bacteria levels and releases their findings online and to the media. This week, the only beach that has the red flag is the Kinsman Beach in Port Perry. Durham Regional Health also updates beach statuses in real time, so before you head out, be sure to check online at durham.ca. It is a big day in Uxbridge on Monday. Township Mayor Dave Barden announced on social media that the new pickleball and tennis court will have its grand opening Monday at the Fields of Uxbridge. The court will officially open at 10 a.m., and you are being invited to be one of the first to play on the new courts. It is, of course, a BYOR event, which means bring your own racket. For anyone who grew up in the 80s, it's been a tough week. We had the news of Ozzy Osbourne's passing earlier in the week, and yesterday there was news that Hulk Hogan had passed away. Medical officials were called to the Hulkster's house in Clearwater, Florida, just before 10 a.m. Officials are saying that Hulk Hogan had a cardiac episode and rushed him to hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A lot of people credit Hogan for turning wrestling into the spectacle that it is today. During his career, there was no one that Hogan would back down from. Whether it was Andre the Giant, Sylvester Stallone, or Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Hogan would get in the ring with all of them. Hulk Hogan was 71 years old. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Dan Tashro.